You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, we see someone's life and see how successful they are to have or have become. We see their highlight reel or read the back of their book, but we never see, you know, all the chapters that lead to the back of the book or how hard they work to become successful. And, you know, there is no such thing as overnight success. I don't care what anybody says. And the guest that we're going to have on today, you will see that, you know, the book, you know what I'm saying, that you can't just go buy a cover of a book and their life experience to where it brings them to whether they're successful as a trainer, successful as a business person, and the list goes on and on. So we're going to talk about that today with our great guest that you won't want to miss. He's been, you know, through so much and knows the subject of health and fitness as well as obesity. And welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
We have a tremendous guest with us today, okay? I want to kind of give everyone some, you know, of the background of our guest, who is Robert Reams. It's important to know people like this man. And I was just on his show last week, had a great response there. Just dynamite. Loved it. You know, loved talking with him. Here's the cool thing about this, Brandon. You know, Robert has been for 17 seasons and counting. He is the head trainer for the Dr. Phil Show.
Cool.
Which is amazing. He's the head trainer of multiple other media platforms and, you know, been on every TV outlet show you want to talk about, radio, online, print, you name it. Robert's been there. So, without further ado, I want to welcome the man, the myth, the legend, Robert Reams. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Sean and Brandon. How you doing, guys?
Good.
We're doing great, man. We're better.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that intro, man.
Did I do good? Did I do exactly what you wanted me to do?
You did amazing, man.
I mean, good. I made everything. So I didn't make it up either. You know that.
Well, I sent you the bio. I said, well, you just do what you want with it.
That's right. But the thing is you've been, you know, 17 years on the Dr. Phil Show, lead trainer, helping a lot of people, Robert. And
yes, sir.
And specifically, I want to get into is you are helping a very good friend. I want to shout out David Smith, who lost a lot of weight, was over 600 pounds 10 years ago, lost his weight, and then gained it back. And then he, a couple months ago, was just before everything happened with the pandemic and stuff, he came on the Dr. Phil Show, and you started working with him as a result of that. Mm-hmm. And so he gained his weight back and then some. You to do that, brother, I mean, you and Brandon are two peas in a pod. And I mean, with people like you, especially where you've been, which I want to get into, tell us a little bit about what led you to become a personal trainer.
Oh, definitely two things in childhood. Number one, my love for sports. I always loved sports. I loved playing sports. I loved watching sports. I loved reading about sports. And I wanted to be the best athlete in the world, but I was not tremendously athletically gifted. Mm-hmm. I was that kid that had to try just a little bit harder than everybody else. And I did well. I played football. I played basketball. I played baseball. I ran track eventually when I had lost some weight. And so my love for sports was just really, really intense. And so that combined with going through kind of on and off from about age 10 till probably about age 24, going in and out of being heavy, fat, overeating. And so, you know, being overweight as a kid, my love for sports, and I'm like, you know, in this life, I think it's, you know, life's short, so make it the best you can. Let me do what I really want to do. And I was led into the fitness world, and I've been in the fitness world now for over 35 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amazing, Brandon.
Yeah.
That is. And, you know, Robert, speaking of your background and stuff, which kind of sounds similar to mine, unfortunate enough for myself, I didn't battle any weight, but, you know, sports was the whole reason I actually got into this field. Mm-hmm. What made you take that initial step? You know, because as you know, as a trainer, your money, your niche market is, you know, with people wanting to lose 20, 30 pounds. What made you move forward with somebody who had a lot more to lose than that?
Well, I started, you know, in the 80s, this kind of, you know, the aerobics phase. I was, you know, kind of the male Jane Fonda, if you will, here locally. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so that got me into the fitness thing. And I fell into that kind of by accident, mm-hmm. but I don't think there are any accidents really and truly in life.
I agree.
It wasn't even so much weight loss. It's just that I got the opportunity to be a group instructor. And I looked at it initially as like, whoa, I get paid to stay in shape. And I was like, this is really, really cool. And it was, you know, it was when I first came to LA out of college, it was a great way to make some money and enjoy it. And like I said, get paid for staying in shape. And it just evolved into, I did my first personal training session. I was actually a gift for somebody, for a friend of a gentleman that his friends had a baby, and he wanted to get the couple a nice gift. And he bought 10 sessions. He paid me 10 sessions to go to their home and train them. And this was really before, you know, personal training really started to take off. So I went over and I gave these folks like an individual, you know, I was personally training them in the late 80s in their home. And I was like, this is really cool. We got something here. And then I, you know, kept doing group classes. And I eventually got into, you know, certified, went back to school, became a nutritionist. And just, it's just rolled into this great profession that I've been in. And, you know, it's just evolved. I think this, you know, was kind of meant to be. I was really led into this by a higher power, I think.
That's amazing. You know, Robert, the thing that I look at with you, knowing, you know, the perspective of you struggling with weight, I mean, understanding mm-hmm. it, but Brandon, you know, he's never really been overweight. He's never had that issue, you mm-hmm. know, never worked with somebody my size, which, you know, Brandon changed my life. You know what I'm saying? Just like you're doing, mm-hmm. you know, to David. And, you know, he didn't have to take me on. And, you know, he says, you know, the one key thing that he said to me was, you know, hey, you know, you want to learn from me, I want to learn from you.
Yeah, I think that's a great story, by the way.
Well, thank you. But we see that where the dynamic of, you know, leading people and helping people, especially the obese population. But you two, as far as the health and fitness industry, there's something about gimmicks. Am I right, Brandon? It's like, you know, we see these all over television. What's your thoughts on that, Brandon?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's difficult and can be overwhelming making decisions when somebody's trying to get started. You know, they got the get fit quick schemes and, you know, this one piece of equipment will solve all your fitness problems and stuff. So, you know, it can be a little overwhelming. But for those that are trying to look to make their step, you know, somebody like Robert or myself, or somewhere in that direction is where you're going to want to go.
Yeah. And Sean and I talked about this on my show. It's sort of like, I don't know where this quick fix thing ever got started mm-hmm. because it never was a quick fix uh-huh. because this is a process. It's an ongoing process. And I can tell you that personally, because I think this is why I relate to people like you, Sean, so well, is because it would take me, and I remember saying this in our show, it would take me about 30 to 45 days to go back to what I was doing as a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. And in about 30 to 45 days, you would be talking and looking at a different dude. It's a process. I have to work at it all the time. And so I live it. And Brandon, even though you didn't have a weight issue, you still live a fit life.
Right.
People look at you and people gravitate to you because you're not throwing down three Domino's pizzas between clients.
Right.
You're actually taking really good care of yourself. And, you know, you maybe have to work at it a little bit less than I do. But the dynamic of a person that walks the walk, I think, is really, really important. The diet industry has done humankind a big disservice. over the years.
Yes.
Sean, you get me heated, man.
I'm stoking a fire with both of you. I want to come with this. You two just tackling the health and fitness industry. Of course, we need it, but let's get everybody else stoked.
Well, and I preface that with there are a lot of people like me and Brandon out there. You just got to find them. Right. You can find them. But the diet industry, how many times have you seen, you know, that mantra that, you know, you go on the diet, you lose the weight, you go off the diet, you gain the weight back. And there's no exit plan. There's no like 8 weeks to a new you or whatever, you know, it may be. And it just doesn't work like that. It may be 8 weeks till your class reunion this summer that you want to get in shape. But, you know, after that, there's got to be an after plan. And I just always saw the big picture from the beginning. You know, as a kid, I'm like, wait a minute. I remember sitting on the sidelines in a middle school dance. And like, you know, looking out at my buddies, you know, I was always Bob, the nice fat kid. Oh, we love Bob. He's such a nice boy, you know, but I'm sitting on the sidelines on a Friday night dance and my buddies are out dancing with the girls. And I'm sitting over there on the bench twiddling my thumbs because nobody wants to dance with me. So I thought, wait a minute, this ain't right. And a diet never, ever, ever occurred to me. I had to change the deal. I got to change what I'm doing. I got to change my perspective. I got to get my act together if I want to be fit and healthy. And I also want to be really good in sports. I don't want to be slow. Mm-hmm. And so I got going. So, you know, years later, you know, when there's all these diets, I just never really understood that. And then being fortunate enough for, you know, everything to come together for me to be able to be the head trainer for the original Dr. Phil Ultimate Weight Loss Challenge. You know, I had to teach people. I always looked at myself as a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher. I teach healthy lifestyle. I teach the process of weight control. I teach it. And so I teach, I coach. And Brandon, same thing. You teach people. Those people that come to you, all the films that I've seen you guys do with the Obesity Revolution, you're teaching these people. And they're coming to you because they're gaining knowledge and gaining motivation and inspiration to take good care of themselves. And you're supporting them. And that's huge. I mean, you can't put a price tag on that, man.
That's right. I said that you can always. I always want to teach because my concern is not running out of clientele. Because I think in our society, and you know, especially this country, we've got the majority is overweight. So I don't see myself running out of clientele anytime soon. So I want people to learn and move forward, and you know, have the knowledge and understanding to do it on their own and not have to be attached to me to have any kind of progress.
Right. And the thing is, and two, it's sort of like, you know, again, going back to the fitness industry, you know, the fitness and the wellness industry for, you know, I've been saying this for years, they fail for the most part. The fitness industry fails to communicate with the people that need the help the most.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They just fail. I mean, who talks to Sean? Tell me anybody in the fit. Give me one fitness ad or program or something you look at online or wherever. So diet program that talks to Sean or even somebody half of Sean's size.
Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody.
And you brought up a good point earlier. We briefly talked before this, talking about from a trainer aspect or a coach aspect of being intimidated to work with a larger individual. One, because the majority of our certifications and education and stuff that we have don't prepare us to work with that population.
Mm-hmm.
Two, there is a high risk at working with an individual who has 100+ pounds to lose. There's a lot of stress on joints, just traditional equipment. If somebody was a middle of the road trainer and just kind of ran people through equipment, just for an easy, quick workout, it's not like, you know, people of size can fit in that equipment. So then they're outside of that comfort zone. I never really looked at it to that point. So it can be just as intimidating on a trainer as an individual walking in wanting to lose weight. And I think that's something we need to address as well.
Oh yeah. It's clearly a mutual intimidation by everybody. And I can tell you that, it also, from a trainer's perspective, I mean, you look at somebody that is, you know, overweight and or obese, but let's look at, say, obese. Let's look at that category. You know, as we're talking about the obesity revolution, you take one look at a person that's in Sean's range and the failure of the diet industry just screams out because you look at Sean. It's like, well, Sean's not, you know, 4 weeks to a new you. Sean is probably 4 years to a new you and then a lifetime of taking good care of yourself. So it's not an overnight fix. It could be an overwhelming task for just somebody that's just coming out of, you know, college with an exercise physiology degree. They know the ins and outs. They know the X's and the O's, but they don't know what's going on inside the head.
Right.
And they don't know the perspective of somebody that's been battling weight and battling the issue that got them to that weight. They don't understand it. And I encourage trainers and people to do what you and I do, Brandon, to try to understand it, because there's a huge, yeah, as you know, you're a smart dude. You picked, there's a market out there. I mean, 70% of Americans are overweight and obese. I mean, if you want to make a, if you want to make a living doing what you and I do, then just tap into that market and make it available. So you've got to understand, I think it's very important to understand the human being underneath the weight.
Wow.
It's very, very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Sean and I and you know, the group that we've had have had multiple discussions about that. And that has been my biggest learning curve so far. And it will continue to be. I'll never have all the answers. I learn from each client every single time they step in the door, whether they're trying to prepare for a marathon or they're trying to prepare for a marathon of weight loss for the next, you know, four or five years, losing a couple hundred pounds. I learn from each person that comes through the door, because everybody has different personalities. The second I think I got something figured out, somebody else walks through the door with a completely different mindset, completely different social issues, whatever it may be. So it has to be tailored and reconstructed. But also, you know, and I ask my clients, and I'm upfront in the beginning, you know, give me that grace period as well, because I'm trying to learn what you're going through, what you've gone through, and how I can help you with it. Because if I haven't gone through it myself, I don't know all the exact answers yet. And being that I haven't had to battle weight, you know, I'm learning through this through each client that comes through the door, and it's different with each individual. So don't be afraid to learn from that person and let them know that you're learning from them, you know. And from a client standpoint, don't be afraid to share that stuff. The more you share with that trainer, the more open you are both ways, the quicker you're going to learn from each other and be able to progress forward.
And I had to be honest and accountable. Something you said, Robert, whenever we first started talking, and then Brandon, which he said, which I thought, man, I have to bring this out. You said to the equivalent that the obese population is much more athletic than you think.
I was just going to talk about that.
Good. Yep. And Brandon has said that he's like, man, I just found out that they're just a different type of athlete. Mm-hmm. So you two said the same thing. So I want to go into that, Robert. What is your meaning behind that?
Well, I got a couple things to say about that. First of all, you know, from we were talking about the mental perspective of somebody that comes in, they're overweight or obese, they've been defeated maybe most of their life. And you got to understand that as a coach and as a trainer, doing what Brandon and I do. But do not underestimate the physicality of somebody that's been carrying around 400 pounds. Or 300 pounds or 500 pounds. Think about this. Think about how strong somebody's legs need to be to carry that weight around every single day. Think about that. I mean, you know, Brandon, you and I put on a 50-pound weight vest and we'll go do our work. And it's like, wow, we feel that 50 pounds on our back when we're doing a plyometric or whatever. Just think about something. And I'll share this because you brought up David a couple times. David and his family, I love those folks. And they're doing great. I wish I could give you specific results. I can't right now. But what I can share with you is the initial show that aired, and I don't know if you guys saw it or not. Mm-hmm. When I first met David and his family, David Sr., David Jr., and his sister Jen, I'm sitting in the front there and I'm excited to do the show. And Dr. Phil's up there, they bring David on. And David walks up from the back where the audience is. He walks right through the middle of the set and he goes up and he sits right next to Dr. Phil. And I'm like, that dude just carried almost 700 pounds, about 50 feet on a national TV stage, probably a little nervous. He just walked that weight up there. I'm like, dude, he just carried that weight up. And that's one of the first things I said on the show was like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't carry 700 pounds up here to that stage. You're athletic, man. I mean, just think about that starting place. Sean, what's one of the first things I said to you? I said, you move great, man. I mean, take a look at the obese population. Think about it. And you don't have to analyze them. You don't have to be their psychologist. In many ways you do, but you're not. But you have to understand where they're coming from. But then take a look at the physicality. Don't underestimate their physicality either, because they are athletic. They're athletic enough to carry around 500 pounds or 250 pounds or whatever it is. I'm coming in at a 150 soaking wet. I have a huge respect for that. Wow. And so I just wanted to make that point.
Well, that's an incredible point. And, you know, we're coming down to the coast. So I want to sort of try to land this plane the best I can. We have so much to talk about. But two things, Robert. The first thing is, what do you have to say to the obese population from your heart to everybody's out there that's struggling, that doesn't know where to go, that there's another David out there, there's another Sean out there? Mm-hmm. What do you have to say to them?
You have to understand, first and foremost, maybe the fitness industry or the fitness business or the before and afters of the magazines and the media or whatever, or, you know, now we got Instagram. Just because they don't talk directly to you, you are always part of the club. You are always in the arena, and you never weren't in the arena. We want you to work out. We want every human being to have the opportunity, have the desire, and know that they deserve the best and most healthy life possible. So never once look at a guy like Brandon or look at a guy like me or look at anybody in the fitness and wellness business and think that you're not welcome, because we welcome you with open arms. And I hope to see every single one of the obese population in the country going to see somebody like me and Brandon after they hear this.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Bro, I just love you so much.
I love you too, man.
No, I know you do. You're the best. You are a champion. I mean, being, you know, the lead trainer for the Dr. Phil show, you said something in all of your things that you've been through. Mm-hmm. The last thing I want you to say, okay, if it's okay with you, is you said whenever I was on your show, mm-hmm. you said a lot of things about Brandon, and mm-hmm. some of them weren't so good. You know what I'm saying? You know, you told him his character's terrible. But no, I'm just joking. But, you're like, what?
I was like, what?
Hey, I had to bust your chops and then Brandon chopped too, but that's okay. But what do you have to say to Brandon? I mean, you said some incredible stuff. And, you know, Brandon, it's easy to get down and discouraged, especially working, because that's why people don't want to work with the obese population, because it's not a one and done type thing. And it's a far process. So what do you say to Brandon that you have said to me from your perspective, being in it for 35 years? What are your thoughts on him?
Well, Brandon, I've never met you in person. And now we're, you know, finally at least talking here, but I just have to commend you. And this is one of the first things I think I said to you, Sean. I got to commend you for your instinct to take somebody like Sean on. And, you know, what you said to him about, you know, Sean says, have you ever been overweight? Brandon says, no, I haven't. You ask Sean, well, do you want to learn from me? And Sean's like, yeah, I do. I mean, emphatically, I could just see you saying it, Sean.
Yes.
And then Brandon said, well, I want to learn from you. And it was like, dude, that's probably, you are eons beyond probably so many of your peers just for having that instinct and then following through. You've kept going with it because you do know, like Sean said, this is not a one and done. This is a lifetime thing. You know, Sean's going to be your client for life.
Yeah.
Once you dive in, you got it. And it may not be you're working together with you directly in 20 years, but they will always have learned from you because, you know, whether you're Sean's size or whether you're my size, this doesn't just stop in 8 weeks or a year. It never stops. It never stops.
Mm. That's true. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, your instinct was spot on because, you know, I was blessed into it by being on the Dr. Phil show, and I worked with Heavy BL. I remember having heavy people back in my group classes in the 80s and the 90s and getting opportunity. And I always welcomed somebody that needed my help. I thought, well, God, if you want my help, I'm going to give it to you. And then through the Dr. Phil show, I got to work with all kinds of people. I mean, I'm the head trainer for the biggest weight loss challenges in daytime TV history. And we started the weight loss challenge. So I just feel really blessed because, I mean, it's people like you and me, Brandon. I'll put us on the pedestal. It's people like you and me that are leaders in this and people like you and me that are going to do something about the fact that 70% of Americans are overweight and obese. So there's something that has to be done. And you and I are doing it.
I'm looking forward to tackling it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for you, man.
Wow. You're the real deal. Oh, I mean, seriously. What's your final thought, Brandon?
Oh, no, it's just been great getting to hear somebody who's been in the industry a good amount of time and worked with a lot of people to see his aspect on this and his professional opinion on a lot of the stuff. And excited to have another podcast on here with him soon.
We're going to. For you, Robert, health and fitness overall, general, what's your final thought while we wrap this up?
Just keep going. Everybody keep moving. Keep going. Don't let anything stand in your way. There's always a way that you can do this. And I know that you guys have videos and things and resources that people can go to. Just always know when you're overweight, the industry, I think I'll wrap it up like I started it. The industry welcomes you. We want to reduce heart disease. We want to reduce diabetes. We want to reduce certain cancers out there. But you got to come to us. You got to get started. You got to take the first step. We're not going to enable you. We are going to work you. Mm-hmm. You are going to work. You're not coming here. This is not a spa vacation. You come to somebody like me and Brandon, you are going to work. But you know what? You're going to get huge payoff for that work. And don't ever, ever think that you're not part of the arena, because you are.
Wow. Robert, how can everybody reach out to you? What's your website? Where can people go to find you? And we want you back, by the way. We want you to be a constant in our show.
Cool.
Just put up with us. So how can everybody reach out to you?
Well, I think probably the best way these days, because I've been doing the Facebook Live shows ever since COVID, and they're going really, really well. And that's, Sean, how you and I met.
Yes.
And got going. I have something on Facebook called Robert Reams Wellness Revolution. And the link is, if you go to www.facebook.com/Robert Reams Live, you can tap directly on that, like the page, and you'll be in touch with me, and you can write me notes, and you can watch all the Facebook Lives. I've been doing them every Monday. So that's probably the best way. The Robert Reams Wellness Revolution on Facebook. And the link is the Facebook.com/Robert Reams Live. And my last name is spelled R-E-A-M-E-S. That's probably the best way.
Man, Robert, thanks for being on this, and can't wait to see what the future holds. And this doesn't make sense. I mean, Sarah, it's like I said, me on Baywatch, I'm with two trainers, come on, but I am honored, brother. And thank you for being on here.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. I just want to leave everybody with a visual. Think about this, Baywatch, the movie. Think about me and Brandon and Sean doing that slow motion run on the beach, man. Would that be friggin' amazing or what? I'll leave everybody with that. Man.
Everybody's gonna delete that. That's over. But then, bro, that's so awesome, dude. But anyways, hey, you're listening to the Obesity Revolution. I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
We love you, and you can make it. Don't let anybody ever tell you you can't. You're part of the arena.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.